Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing good. Let's knock this one out of the park. Got a great episode for you guys today. Talking content, you know, years ago, you heard the term content is king, yep. Right? And really, I think content is king. I think attention is king. If you think about, if you have good content, people are going to pay attention, right? And so the thought around content is king, I think it's absolutely true. I think if you can create great content that captures somebody's attention, there's a lot of things you can do with that.
Yeah.
One, be the local expert, you know, solve people's problems. And when we talk about content as a whole, we like to try to have, you know, siloed content, and each one of those individual siloed pieces of content should be able to deliver some result.
Yep.
And, you know, when you look at the value ladder all the way down at the free content layer, which is usually the bottom rung of the ladder, it's video content, it's blog content, it's courses, it's all these, it's podcasts, like, right, what we're doing, right?
A book. Yeah.
And within that piece of content, somebody should be able to watch it, listen to it, read it, and say, okay, I can go do that thing.
Yeah.
At some level of yep. you know, result. And, you know, the question or the challenge that comes up a lot of time is creating content and then having to come up with new stuff all the time. So that's where this repurposing kind of comes in, and how to repurpose. And really we've got a whole flow of how content can be repurposed for the long term.
Yeah.
So let's kind of walk through that.
Well, yeah, I mean, just to kind of lay the foundation before we get into like the specifics of that, right? We talk about multiple poles in the water. We talk about being able to consistently pull and attract leads from different areas, right? Our last episode, we talked about the difficulties of Facebook and social right now. So maybe you have to lean a little bit harder on kind of the long play, organic content, nurtures, things like that, right? But when you create content, for example, let's use this podcast, right? The first 13 episodes were directly chapters from your first book. We didn't have to reinvent the wheel. We didn't have to come up with something. We had the content. We broke it down into bite-sized chunks for a podcast, and we delivered micro content based upon the whole book. That's an example of repurposing content. When you've got a book, you know, let's say you have a small course, and you want a blog, you want your email notification, or your email nurture. All of that value-based content that you're delivering, you can repurpose that content and use it across multiple mediums without having to reinvent the wheel all of the time.
Sure.
What else you want me to break it down there?
Well, no, that's really the point, is that you've create one topic,
yep.
and you can deliver it in multiple mediums, or you can repurpose it in a way. So like, here's a great example. You know, blogs are still very, very yeah. relevant. You know, SEO, the keywords buried in them, timely updates to your website. So let's just say you write a blog, and let's just say it's going to be about the top, you know, training shoes
sure.
in the market,
yep.
you know, because that comes up a lot. I sure. mean, it's weird. Hey, what kind of shoes should I wear?
Okay, yeah.
Cool. I mean, you don't think about it, but the clients do. Okay. Our best five training shoes, you know, and you top write a blog.
Yeah.
You write a blog, and maybe you go as far as creating affiliate links where you get paid if somebody clicks on it and buys one of those shoes, and
sure.
you get paid from the supplier. That's an even further down the road. But you create this blog, and maybe it's a video, maybe it's a video blog, or maybe it's a written blog.
Mm-hmm.
It lives on your website first. Boom.
Yep.
You should have a pixel on your website. You know, both Google at Tag Manager and or a Facebook pixel. Then you go over to your email list and you write a little bit about that blog.
A little description.
Hey, you know, we just got done writing a blog for the best athletic training shoes. You know, it was really interesting. You'd be surprised at some of them, or the top three. You'd be surprised at the number three or whatever. Click here to read more.
Yep.
And so you direct them over to your website. Now they're on your website. You also do that on Facebook. Hey guys, just got done writing a new blog. Go check it out. It's about the best running shoes in the market. And check out my top pick, you know. And then you put that on Facebook to read the blog. Click here, and it goes over to your website. And now you're kind of circular. So you've got an email. You got a Facebook
post.
You could do a YouTube video on the top five, and maybe you bring the shoes out. You're like, hey, this is the reason I like this one. And then it's the same topic repurposed for video. Then maybe you do a little lead magnet and says, hey guys, I created a cheat sheet on the top five running shoes. Download it now. And somebody downloads it, they become a lead.
Name, phone number, and email in order to download.
Yeah. Yep. And then maybe you do a podcast. Hey guys, just got done researching the five top shoes in the market for clients that, you know, train in our gym, and I want to share with them with you. And here they are. And then maybe that's an audio version of it. And that's, you know, that's the kind of the idea, right? And then you could repixel people, you can retarget them, put them in custom audience, you get leads from it, you become a local expert, you get SEO, you get YouTube views, you get a podcast. It's one topic.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
You know, and you kind of nailed it there. It's like everybody wants to know how do I get in front of my clients? Why is it that when I go to visit their website, like I get hit with all of their things? This is the strategies, right? With those Facebook pixels and the Google pixels and things like that in there. When people visit those, that's what's happening. It's tracking the fact that they went to your website. So then when they go back on social, it's going to, when you launching those types of campaigns, it's positioning that material in front of people who have responded to your stuff, who visited your website, who visited your blog. And that's the way that you build that like, trust, and respect factor, by being in front of them and allowing them to consume valuable content over time.
And, you know, at the core of it, you're solving one problem.
Yeah.
Which was, hey, you heard a client ask you the other day, what shoes should they go buy at the store? Whatever. And that becomes, what is that, 5-6 pieces of content leveraged in different ways. And, you know, you do have to do some work. You got to write the blog, got to post the blog. Yeah. And then, you know, to your point about retargeting, being everywhere all the time, you're going to lower your costs per lead. It's very interesting. Over the last several years of running the Grow Summit ads, like our retargeting audience is always our cheapest ticket buyers because they've seen our stuff a couple times and we're putting it right in front of them at the right time, et cetera. Now, what's really, really cool is, and I don't know how this is done, but like I'm looking at VRBO right now. I'm looking for venues and stuff like that. I'm looking for houses, you know, to rent. And then I go back on Facebook and there's the VRBO ad with the actual homes I was looking at.
Yep.
That's a little bit deep in the weeds. Like that's.
Do you see what grocery stores are doing?
What?
You know, grocery stores, your mailer is different than my mailer on the ads.
Really?
Smart. Your buying habits they now custom send your mailers based upon what you buy in the stores versus what I buy in the store. Like, same store, right?
Like let's say grocery store?
Yeah, let's say Fry's, right? Like we go to or AJ's or Sprouts, like out here at grocery stores. We go and shop at those, and then you get that mailer, you know, direct mail from them. The ads are specific to your buying purchase.
So the question is it because you put your phone number in at the register?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you all have your accounts, so you
your
get
loyalty,
your discounts, your
so,
loyalty
so your
program.
Address is there. Yep. Well, that makes total sense. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's along the same lines, right?
It's retargeting.
Which retargeting. They're putting the things that we're likely to buy in front of us based upon the habits and the things that we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing from the social side, selling fitness. We're if somebody's, you know, soft raising their hand by viewing content of ours, when we go and we launch ad campaigns and we're targeting those, the people who are in those buckets, yeah, that is a much more inclined buyer than hitting the, you know, cold audience on Facebook with the same offer. Mm-hmm. So to your point, we should be lowering our cost to acquire that lead or acquire that, I guess it would be lead at that point, by positioning things in front of people who have already, self-identified.
That's smart marketing.
And that's a little bit more advanced than what most gym owners are probably doing right now, but that's where like the true breakthrough lives.
Yeah. You've got, it's optimization yeah. of your ad spend and doing it to squeeze every drop of juice out, because cold audiences are going to be the hardest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might as well retarget to warm and hot, right?
Yeah.
And we've got, this is all in our training, right? Mm-hmm. This is all in our business accelerator. But the point to the message is like, you don't have to come up with seven different topics. You just come up with one topic and repurpose it across all mediums and then do it again next week.
Yep.
And just be everywhere. I mean, at the end of the day, like we said, content is king, but if people keep coming back to you because you've got a solution for this and you were the expert in that and you helped them solve that problem and this problem, and then finally they're ready to go sign up for a training gym, guess who they're looking at? They're going to, I remember Randy was posted that thing the other day, or it's like, man, this would be a good time to start something, and you're top of mind.
And that's the goal with content, is just being top of mind attention. When it comes to that. You know, and the question, gym owners all the time, it's like, oh yeah, but I can't come up with all these things. You're having conversations with your clients every day. Mm-hmm. What are they talking about?
Well, even ChatGPT give
you. Well, you can, but I mean, like, the chances are you already have the answers. You're just not thinking about it. Right?
Oh,
like what,
for sure.
You're talking to the clients. What are they talking about? You know, if they're talking about where they're shopping, the clothes that they're buying, the shoes, the struggles in the gym and their workout routines, you know, hydration, sleep, well, any of that stuff. Speak to the things that your clients are talking about. That is the questions that they're looking to have answered. When you provide value in that same realm, you're driving home the nail that is the sharpest for you. You know what I mean? That I think it's the greatest place to source content is from the conversations that are taking place in your gym.
Yeah, that'd be probably the first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, quick episode. Hopefully this helps you guys come up with some ideas and repurposing. And if you guys need help with anything, Business Accelerator is the place to start with us. If you need help, the link will be in the show notes. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.